All right, guys, I am CT and my homegirl,
Nikki C.
And we are back.
Yeah.
I know it's another day, but this is part two. Guys, if you're just catching us, man, I need you. I really need you to go back this past Tuesday. I need you to go listen to it. What were we speaking about?
We had this big booty Judy. Yes, making those different changes to our bodies, ladies out here. And also the good man, Mr. Nice Guy, Miss Funny Beauty on 911.
Don't bring that back to my mind, Jesus.
Yeah, you know, letting these good men go out here, crazies. Yeah. And what else? What else we had?
No, that was it. That was it.
That's right. Hot topic.
But I do want to say the beautiful way how me and Nikki C have done it for you guys is that you don't need to hear that to hear this. No. But you would, it makes this one so much better if you go and
it resonates. It's all connected.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
So we did it. We want you to go do it. We want you to listen to it at your own time and how you feel.
Yeah.
And then after you listen to it, we want to know
your thoughts.
We want to know what you want to say. We want to know your thoughts about what we said.
Yes.
And we want you to send a letter to
Let the Conversation Begin at gmail.com, y'all.
That's exactly what we want.
Drop the email. Kick it to us.
Kick it to us. And be real, man.
Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
And
honestly, I'm going to be real. Dude, we're going to get out of here. If you send an email and we like the harshness. We like the honesty.
Man.
We like that. You'll probably be the first one to come on here with us. We'll give you a call. And like, we don't run from it. Like, because everybody have their opinion and their thoughts on it. We ain't going to cancel it out. We just going to let the conversation begin.
Just talk about it.
That's what we're going to do.
Let's talk about it. Conversate, man. And so on this other side of things, we wanted to speak about, why do men cheat with an uglier person?
No, that's not what you said.
I said less attractive, okay? That's my words.
I said ugly.
But CT want to say ugly.
That's the reason why we say
ugly too, so we're going to kick it raw.
We just said keep it real, okay?
So we're going to keep it real. Why do men cheat? When y'all cheat, why y'all cheat with somebody that's uglier than me?
Nick,
I want to know.
I want to know why.
And also on the other side, we're going to talk about who hurt the most, the men or women. When they cheat. But why she gotta be ugly to me, man? Tell the truth.
Because you hurt, you broke, and you emotional. That's why.
And is she really ugly? She really ugly, okay?
Why
she gotta be uglier?
You know, when I think you in a relationship, I think when you in a relationship with some woman and you really love her, I think as a man, we purposely, and not all cases, but we purposely get a ugly woman.
No, he didn't say it on purpose. Y'all do it on purpose.
I said not all situations
on purpose. Okay,
we do it because at the end of the day, we don't want a side piece looking better than our main.
Wow,
we don't want our side piece looking better than the main.
And why is that?
And hold on. Before we go, I want to put a disclaimer out there. I never cheated in a day of my life, guys. So I wouldn't even know.
He talking like he know, though.
I had a lot of homies that I had. Look, I got homies that used to come home and they used to compare lists to one another.
What?
Just be honest.
You know what? I could believe that, though. Because y'all guys do stuff like that.
They at the end of the week, they'll come on Saturday. Three brothers, and if you hear this, you know who I'm talking about. All three brothers, this was their plan. They used to compare lists, and if they had the same girl on the list, they X that girl out. So,
oh my God, I could believe that.
Yeah,
imagine that, man.
I never, but I have saw it. So with that, I think it's an internal thing, because I want y'all to understand, men, we can sleep with dang near anything. I'm just be honest. It doesn't matter. But we are very particular when it comes to wanting to be in a relationship. And I think y'all women, I think y'all y'all look at it as appearance. No, we look at it as getting our stuff off.
But why, if you already getting your stuff off with your current mate?
But
if we're already getting it in, why when you go cheat, why go cheat first off in the first place? And then when you do, why she gotta be?
It's too things with that. One, let me throw it back to the men.
Well, you said this on purpose, though.
Well, for the ugly one, right? That is for the man who don't want to lose his woman.
Okay,
that's for the man who don't want to lose his woman. Sometimes they purposely get an ugly chick. Now it's the other side too. Even the man don't want to lose his woman. go get a bad chick. Go get a fine chick. Like I said, it's really depending on that person.
Okay.
But at the same time, the reason why this question was brought up, because every time the woman find out that the man is cheating, it's two things. The woman call her an ugly bee.
Even if she ain't.
And then also, even before that, I have heard women have said, well, if you gonna cheat on me, and this is just casual conversation, if you gonna cheat on me, she at least need to be cute. I have heard women say that.
Yes.
Like because it's like what women, what y'all do, if y'all really feel like that woman is uglier, then y'all internalize it. Be like, man, what's wrong with me then?
Yes.
Like she yes. ain't cuter than me.
Right.
She don't look, I'm doing this and that. Why you want something less than is really what she's saying.
Right.
And so that's where the actual question came up. And now to get back to your question, I'm going to be real. It doesn't matter. If a man want to cheat, he want to cheat. It doesn't matter. If it's nothing you can do. You can be the best woman in the world. If he haven't matured yet, he going to do it. Now that's where it doesn't matter. That means he just going to go after what he like. And if what he like is ugly, then hey, that's what it is. I mean, if what he like is uglier than you, then that's what it is. But if what he like is more attractive, that's what it is. Now, the other thing, what you said, get back to your question, is you say, if I'm doing this, if I'm giving him. There are some relationships that women are withholding. There are some relationships that, man, let me say it like this. There have been men and women that have been best friends. As soon as they get in a relationship, they can't stand one another.
Yes, I have seen a turn of events like that myself.
And there's a lot of men, and we'll get to that one, and there's a lot of men that said they would never cheat, but then they get in a relationship with this woman, and it's not what they thought, and it's two things happen. They don't want to leave her, so they go out and get it with somebody that they don't care with, or they purposely get in a relationship with somebody else because they really don't care. Like, right. It's not an exact way. It's so many variables.
Right. And so when you say that it's not what he thought, is that's one of the reasons why it would make him cheat in the first place? Like, why not just tell her that it's not what I thought it was going to be? This is, you know, why go and cheat or do something that would cause her to want to break it off with him?
Two reasons, actually multiple. I'm going to keep it down to two. Most men and women, when they really love the other person, they have tried in their own way. They have tried to go to the other person. And what happened, they feel like the other person, when they talk to them, they have met them with a closed mind. And that can turn into an argument. Mm-hmm. That can turn into, oh, no. Like if a man come to you and he say, I'm not happy in this relationship, most women is not going to be understanding, be like, okay, baby, what you talking about? If a man mostly go to a woman, I'm not happy in a relationship. What you mean you're not happy?
Who is it? Is it somebody else? You must be cheating.
You know what? Well, not even that. The woman gonna run down the list of everything she do. I cook. I clean, I take care of your kids and everything. I do all this and that. I'm like, you know what you mean you're not happy? And it makes the woman mad because the man is saying.
So I basically automatically jump to defenses instead of just hearing them
out.
Yes. Basically, yeah.
And so what happened, if you go a period of time and something is not resolved, then that person say, I'm going to resolve it myself. Mm-hmm. And part of that resolving myself is stepping out, because at the end of the day, he don't want to step out. But I just had a conversation with a little girl I consider my sister. And I'm told her, like, you might need to start giving it up to your guy. Cause this is a whole nother episode.
I was going to get back to that when you finished. Yeah.
Yeah. This whole nother episode. Her withholding is not because of anything of him. It's just that she done birthed two kids.
Yeah.
And she's tired. And also her body done changed. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole nother episode. But what I was telling her, I was like, I hear all that and you have to communicate that to him. But if you withholding, if you only doing it once every 3 months, I said, your man is probably on the verge of stepping out.
If he ain't already. And that's just for the purpose of sex.
Yeah.
It's not because he has emotional ties to whomever he going to go get it from.
Yeah.
I mean, because if so, he would not go to the extent to hide it.
Yeah.
Or to keep you from it.
And keep that emotional tie, because that's going to play into the second part of the question.
I wanted to ask you about
okay
something you said, too, when you said most of the time that woman is probably withholding. Now, when you say withholding, do you mean that as far as just from an aspect of the sexual nature of the relationship, or just she could be withholding overall? I mean,
it can be multiple situations. I do a personal one of mine. I was dating this girl, and she used to, like, I was a truck driver. She used to always have me like a sandwiches, bananas, little baggy, like packed for me so I can go. When I can go, I can just pick it up and leave. But she got to the point to where she just stopped doing that. And I used to come home. Everything changed. That stopped. Bed is not made up. I ain't no big bag made up type of person. But when you have been making up the bed for a year and a half and then you just stop, I noticed this. House not clean. You always gone. And then, like, the sets stopped as well. All this playing in the man. And for a man, we try to talk about it. And as a man, if I'm in a relationship, I'm going to be honest, I don't want to do the masturbating thing. If I'm in a relationship, why I got to masturbate and I'm in a relationship with you? So now I'm thinking, what do I do? Because as each day passes, that desire to want gets stronger and stronger.
Right.
So now I'm thinking, do she even love me anymore? Like, what happened? Is she seeing somebody else? Because everything's just different. And then when I try to bring the conversation to you, it's going to turn into an argument.
And automatically. And see, that's one of the things that is a issue and a problem that I can speak on as far as from a woman's standpoint, because ladies, we got to learn how to hear him out, hear what he's saying first, instead of immediately jumping to conclusions of what you think he's trying to say.
Yeah.
See, we have to listen with open minds, open hearts, and open ears, and that can go both ways too, but just specifically for the women, listen more. We like to talk and be heard, but sometimes he's listening to you more than you think he is. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say it. Look, she's 100% right, but let me say it this way. What I have learned in my new relationship, me and my fiance, communication was not the problem. It was not the issue, because we communicate. We talk about everything. Our problem was comprehension of what the other person is saying.
Really understanding it.
And
yeah.
So what happened, our arguments came from, I would say one thing, but she would comprehend it the way she would comprehend it. But what she needs to do is ask more questions to see what I was trying to say.
She was really trying to say.
And vice versa, guys. And vice versa. Because she would say something. Her main problem with me is that she would say something. I would say, no, that's wrong. But then I would repeat exactly what she said, and she was like, "That's what I was trying to say," and that was our problem. So y'all might need to try to understand the other person's mindset and thought process, and that's only going to take conversation, sitting down, and you can't look when you have a serious conversation. Put jealousy and insecurity feelings to the side. You're not going to get a conversation handled if you're going to be jealous at every little small thing your partner say.
Right.
You're not.
It's like you can't even be yourself
around
the one person that you're loving and being in love with and building something with.
Yeah.
It takes time and effort to build. You know, we got to work together on that. You can't be one-sided when it comes down to having those conversations.
Yeah. So let me say this, the joke part guy, guys, to let conversation begin, audience. When I say that the man sleep with a ugly woman, that was considered to be a little small joke, just because I think personally, if a woman find out her man is cheating, she always just going to call the woman ugly. Like, that was supposed to be a small joke. It wasn't about the woman looks and everything. But in reality, sometimes they be ugly, sometimes they be bad.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter. The point is, and I'm trying to make, you got two types of men. Men that's going to cheat regardless of what you do, but also you got the other one that men are going to cheat based on what's going on in the house.
And what type of things would that be? That the things that's going on in the house, I mean, speaking on like what you were saying, if you're not listening to each other and comprehending, you know, mm-hmm. having the comprehension and everything, they're on point. And okay, so do you feel like it's more the woman's responsibility to do all of those things, like the chores? And if she's not doing the chores, like you said, you notice she stopped making a bed for a year and it's been in a routine. When that routine breaks, that's a deal breaker.
Well, no, it's not a deal breaker, but it has to be a conversation. And this last part that I said, if the man comes to the conversation, you can't jump stupid, if I can say it. You can't right. start arguing. You got to have the conversation.
Right.
That's why we got to let the conversation begin. Like, you got to have the conversation.
Yes.
So my thing is, it's all them things. It's to the point to where, like, and let me get off the men. Let me reverse it. Because we can do the exact same things too. We can do the exact, and men, what I'm trying to say, like, what y'all, well, let me do it in a broader picture. Y'all have to understand, men are very direct. Women, y'all are very indirect. This is what I have learned. And what I mean by that, a woman can say one thing that's meaning another way. The thing is, men, you have to learn your woman to understand her.
And I remember us having this conversation somewhat, you know, before on the same things. And it's just like, It's a consistent miscommunication in relationships that happens.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
This is an example. See, a man, if we're unhappy in a relationship, we're going to come to a woman, baby, I'm unhappy. Now, it's going to take a lot for him to build that up, but I'm just trying to give y'all how direct we are. It's going to be something to know that we're unhappy. But if a woman is unhappy, she's not going to just come and say, I'm unhappy. When she say that, that means she is literally at her wit's ends. But a woman will come, if y'all ride in the car, she might bring up something like, I didn't think it was going to be like this. That's an indirect of telling you that she's unhappy. Now, in your mind, you have to know your woman. If she just say that out the blue, that should be a red flag going up, man. That when she say, I didn't think it's going to be like this. If she be like, if she just say stuff like, I never smile no more. Like, if she say stuff like that, and she say it in your presence, she's saying it for a reason. She ain't just saying this to say it. And so you have to understand that. If she say, babe, I'm unhappy, that's a sign to me. She kind of already made up the decision of what she want to do. But when she indirectly stuff, she's searching and she wants a conversation.
So it's better for a woman to be as direct as she can to her man when wanting to discuss issues that's going on in a relationship. It's better for her to be indirect.
I'm gonna tell you what I learned. I'm gonna piss a lot of men off with this.
I'm saying with her being direct, be you know, better though.
That sounds good, but when you're in a relationship, you're supposed to learn the other person. Don't get in a relationship to try to change a person, because being this woman, I'm gonna be honest, more like women or men are wired differently. I'm not about to get in a relationship want her to be direct like me. I'm gonna take her for her. Now, if she is a direct person, that's beautiful.
Okay, that's a plus.
That's a plus.
To be direct.
Yeah,
and to the point about what it is.
Yeah, that's a plus.
Because it's not fair for us to expect for y'all to have to figure us out and inspect the gadgets.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just be straight up and bring the conversation up. Or do you think that's a fear? Like, when most women do that indirect thing because they fear that if they were direct to their man, that's going to make him want to go cheat, or that'll push him away.
I don't think the woman think of that, because I think her nature, most women nature is indirect like that in a relationship. So they not sitting here, they not thinking in their mind, which one should I do? They're not thinking like, should I be indirect or direct right
it's
here?
It's just natural. It's like just second nature.
Second nature. Yeah. Now, yeah. That's why I said men is dangerous. When a woman is direct, that means she done tried maybe for weeks or months
to get your attention.
To get your attention.
Drop hints, subtle clues.
And she is tired now.
Now, baby, I'm needs for you to get on board.
No,
babe.
It's even more than that. It's like
Get the picture.
I know, right? Well, it's even more than that. It's even when a woman gets to that direct, like I said, she at her wit's end, and at the end of the day, she kind of made a decision. Like, you know what? I'm tired. She don't want to be sociable. She's not gonna be understanding. I'm not saying it's all women, but at the end of the day, when they to that point, they really care less about what you say. So, my men, the point when I'm trying to say, this is not about women, men. This is about you.
Yeah,
if you say you love this woman, you say, You want this woman to be your wife. You only want her. Take the time to understand and learn your woman. You would learn her patterns. You would learn her looks. You would learn her speaking. You would learn if she's staying in the bed too late, what's a problem? You would learn if she go to work early, it might be a problem. If you learn she didn't cook this morning when she cook every Wednesday, might be a problem. If she only spoke, women like to talk. If she only spoke to you 5 words out of a whole day, it's a freaking problem.
Say women like to talk. That's true though.
Yeah,
we do.
If a woman love you, she gonna chew your ear off.
Yes, for real.
She gonna chew your ear off, and it can be about nothing. And me and you probably don't even care about the same thing. Learn these three words. Mm-hmm. For real. What?
So what do you say to the men that respond to her and say, look, you can't fix everything with talking. Everything just don't work like that. You know, you can't talk everything out. Like there's no way to find and make it seem like there's no way to find a resolution through just talking things out like that and hearing each other out and having these conversations.
You want my honest opinion?
Yes, of course.
If you're not married, go find you another man. If you're not married, and let me be honest, and the reason why I say if you're not married, if you're married, I'm the type of person, go to counseling, work this out. There's other ways. But if that's the man attitude and you see there's in him that he's not going to change, then you're going to have to Let me say it this way. No, I want to give you an example so you can understand it.
Yes.
Have you ever been walking and jogging with somebody before?
Yes, in my military days.
Okay.
But not on that level. But yeah, we had battle buddies.
Okay.
So I've had, yeah.
Well, let me change it up. Have you been walking with your son or your daughter?
Of course.
Okay. When two people go walking, one or two things happen. You change your pace for her pace, or she changed her pace for your pace.
Yes.
And so what I'm trying to say is, it doesn't matter. Somebody gonna have to change. So if your man is the guy, ain't nothing gonna be working out with talking. It ain't never. That means that over the course of time, you're going to change to his pace. And if you're willing to lose that part about you, then go ahead and stay in this relationship. But if you don't want to change, if you're the type of person that know, because this was gonna happen, if you don't talk about it, then you're going to start feeling less than inside, because now you're going to feel like that your voice doesn't matter. Now you're going to feel like that it doesn't matter what you say. He do not consider your thoughts. He do not consider you. So if you stay with this guy, that means that you're probably not going to talk that much no more. That means you're not going to bring up a lot of problems. That means a lot of things is not going to get resolved. You done changed to his pace. And inwardly, inside you, you don't want that, because you are not that type of person.
Are you listening, ladies? There's some jewels you dropping.
So what I'm saying is, if you're not married, and now, you know, I'm gonna say 6 months, fill it out, see if he's willing to change. But if you in this a year, 2 years, 3 years, Steve Harvey say this all the time, do you want 5 more years of the last 5 years? Do you want 2 more years of what you just had the past 2 years? If you don't, leave. It is not worth it. Time is of the essence, and time is everything of your life. Don't waste your time with somebody who don't want to rock out with you in the right way. Don't waste your time. Go get that guy that wants to talk it out. Go get that guy that loves your conversation. See, I love conversation because I done been broken up for about a year or two, and them walls do not talk back to you.
No, they don't.
I stayed in the house by myself, wishing I had somebody to talk to.
Yes, Lord.
So
just
I
be you and God. Just be you and God.
And sometimes God speaks back, but you don't even hear.
Exactly. So it's just you. So it's just you.
So ladies, so I'm trying to say, and honestly, that's for men too. But more so men are the ones that's like, I don't want to talk right now. Nah, go ahead with that. Ladies, I'm not trying to work it out. I'm so cut to the check. If y'all single and you don't want that, leave.
Yeah.
Leave. I'm sorry.
So who do you think it hurts more to the next, a man or a woman, when cheating happens in a relationship?
Let's set the stage.
Let's do that.
If both of you are in love with one another, both of you are being your total best.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all both contribute to the relationship. Y'all both happy. That's the stage we setting, guys.
Right. Because
this can go either way. So it's that. I'm gonna have to say it hurts the man more in that setting.
In that setting, yeah.
And the reason why is because men don't, that type of man is not ever thinking about cheating on you. It's just something that we cannot envision our woman being banged by another guy. We cannot envision that our woman loving somebody, kissing somebody, touching somebody. Is, you know what they say, men are visual. We are very visual. So when we think of our woman cheating, we think of the visual act. We think of her being pleased to a level that we could never please them before. Because I've been with you for so long, but you still stepped out and you cheated. That means, to me, I'm internalizing that I'm not pleasing you.
So why is it so vivid like that for the men? You know, so a woman can't just cheat just to be cheating and it not be that to that full out extent?
Because of y'all woman nature. Remember, like I said, this, I just set the platform.
Uh-huh.
A woman nature. Most women that I know is not going to cheat on their man unless her emotional connection has been lost with her man. A woman have been, we said, guys, go back and listen to this past Tuesday episode. I spoke about this a little bit. A woman is not going to cheat on her man. She would go through the hell and high water. She would go through the mess with the man. I don't know why she stick it out with the guy, but she does anyway. The woman only cheats when her emotions has checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's beautiful for the woman is once the man find out, and if the man still trying to fight for her, that's what she been wanting the whole time. Let me just say that.
That one simple.
Yeah. It's kind of too late at that point.
Now it's not going to happen on that, but he got to get on point.
Yeah. But the answer to your question is that we, men are visual, and that's why I said men are visual, women are emotional. When we think of y'all cheating with the visual, we thinking that, dang, y'all. No, because see, let me say this, and then I want you to answer that question. Us men, we can say which is true. We can cheat on somebody else, and there's no
strings, no emotional connection, no nothing. So it's just sex. It's just for y'all sex. When you cheat.
No emotion.
But for a woman, it's like it can't be just sex.
Yeah. Even though it can be in some cases, we don't know. But at the end, that's like I said, I set that platform.
Right.
With that platform,
when it boils down to it, with that,
when that woman step out, that means that emotion has checked out, and that means she done got some type of emotion towards somebody else.
Yeah.
So now we get hit with a double whammy. We get hit with the visual, and oh Lord, don't show us who you're sleeping with. That's worse.
Because
it's like now we think of that man crafty.
It's all comparison.
Oh man, and it ain't even that. It's like, cause we thinking that now we thinking that the man know that she was married. For some reason, we thinking the man know that she was married, and he still did that. So now we imagine the man doing it with her with a smile, like, and saying the stuff like, "I bet your man don't do it like this," and stuff like that. Yeah. It goes deep. It goes deep on top of, you don't even have an emotional connection with me no more. You know, you got an emotional connection with somebody else. And it has been, I believe it's been proven that women has forgiven men a whole lot better than men has forgiven women.
Yeah, statistically speaking, 25% more, it's 25% of men cheat and compared to 15% on the women's side. But I mean, so it's really not a big gap, but 9 out of 10, he's going to cheat. But when it's a situation like with the platform that you set, you know, if he's really all in, then he's not going to cheat on her.
Yeah.
Basically.
So the question to you, and I want to throw this to you, the question to you, if both of them, that platform I set,
right,
why would one cheat?
Why look for it anywhere else outside of where you're getting it from?
I'm wondering.
I mean, I'm saying for a woman's standpoint, like you said, I could see it being that reasoning only because of the emotions. I've lost some sort of a respect level for you on an emotional side. Like I said, I've been trying to talk to you or whatever, and it's at the third, and we're not getting nowhere.
No. Let me reset it. The same thing. No, I mean, like, why would the man or the woman cheat if nothing
is
going
on? If everything is good.
Everything
is good. I don't know why they would.
I think I got a reason.
But why?
You remember the movie Tyler Perry made, Temptation?
Oh, my goodness. What's her name? Judas.
That was her name in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was.
I can't remember, to be
anyways,
honest.
Anyways, but she had a great man. They had a great thing. And everything was good. And she still was seduced.
a guy came in and seduced her. And I think it could be that, because I think that, like, when you working at a job, there's going to be the other sex around there. And I don't know what men, I want y'all to understand is, you may be single, not getting no play. As soon as you get married, there's going to be a lot of women coming at you. I don't know why, but when you are taken, it seems like women want you. I'm just be honest. And they in that work. They in that workspace. And imagine you going to the same spot every day.
Seeing the same people.
But you have one that's literally trying to get you every day. You cannot sit here and tell me thoughts is not going to go through your head.
You know, I think I might have a reason being to it, boredom. You get used to that routine.
That was the second part.
Boredom. You get bored with that same thing.
That was the second part. Because you remember in the movie, after the man tried to seduce her, she turned him away. But she went home and tried to get at my man in the kitchen. Yeah. And he said, stop. And he was let's go to the bedroom.
We'll do it like we normally have. We always do it. She was trying to tell him then, like, no, babe, let's do something different. Please, I need you to do this for me. And it was like, he didn't read the signs. Go back to what you said. Know your woman.
Yeah, exactly. you should have read that.
Know your woman, man.
But you know the problem, the good, but the curse about it, the man probably never thought she would cheat on him.
And that's what it was. Like I said, the routine. They got used to each other and the routine of each other. That was just the normal way of thinking about it. But you can't get complacent like that. It's complacency, man. You get bored.
I believe it's boredom. And then, you know, it's I purposely do things on purpose to keep the spice.
Spontaneous.
I do stuff on purpose because you can be with. You gotta understand. You think I'm married, and let's just say we both 30. We both 30, and we're thinking we're gonna live to 75, 80, 85, 90.
Right.
Man, you ain't even halfway to your life.
Halfway through it, right.
So my thing is, what are you going to do to keep the spice and the spark through the whole relationship?
It's like now we get old too fast. Yeah. In our minds, it's like, oh, we at this mark now. I'm old. I'm lay around. I'm thing I'm going to do is go to work, come home, and do the same thing day in, day out. You can't. You got to spice it up.
You got to spice it.
You got to add some pepper to that.
Yeah. I think what happens too, I think the spice has been gone from the relationship for so long, then when somebody tries spice, it feels weird to the other person. It gets awkward. It's very awkward.
It's awkward, yeah.
And that's why you have to keep.
And it
the
raises
spice.
A flag of suspicion. Like, what you been doing? What you been looking at? Who you been listening to that got you acting like this right here? We ain't doing nothing like this in a long time. Then them questions get raised, and now we got a whole issue where it was none.
Yeah.
Yeah, just trying to spice something up.
That's why we're going to have I'm going to have a whole nother segment, guys, about what you should do. Like, I think you should keep a date night every week. Mine's was always Thursday. Keep
like
a date night
idea.
Every day. Also, another thing, this is how I helped out my young, my little sister, is that sex is a big problem in a relationship. It can either make it or break the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, this is what I told her. I said, you need to plan for sex. See, a lot of people don't like that. Planning for sex don't sound good. It don't sound sex. But my thing is, if you don't plan for it, the life that you're living is going to take sex out of it. You got kids. You got to work. You got to cook. You got to keep the house. You got all these obligations. Mm-hmm. That little spare time you want, that, let's just say that 5 minutes, what do you really want to do? Sex or sleep?
Sex.
You do. hold on.
Let me stop.
No. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm saying like, no.
One or the other. How do you want to spend it?
Yeah. So my thing is like, when you're in your teens and you're in your 20s, no, when you young, you want sex because you really don't have time to where you filled with energy. But when you get in your 30s and your 40s and you have that life.
The morale goes down.
It goes down.
It does, man.
And the point that I'm making is that if you do not plan, that sex, it's almost like out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
Like it's not going to happen.
Go away. And next thing you know, you're waking up 2 months later like, dang, babe, when the last time we did something?
Well, no, not even that. There's some relationship that actually got divorced because the woman's still in love with her man, but she done fell out of love as far as sexual tension with the guy. She done fell out of love with being attracted to him.
Wow.
And yeah. And it's more so, I'm gonna be honest, I think for a man, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I think with all what's going on in the world, I think sex is still on the table for us. It don't matter.
Of course.
But I think for a woman and men, I need you to hear me. You cannot be going at your woman in a mad way, because you have to understand what she's going through. Yes, you have to understand her body changing. You got to understand y'all got one or two little bundles of joys here. You got to understand work. You got to understand the demands that you expect her to keep up the same life she did before these kids.
Ooh,
you have to understand that. You got to understand that. But women, at the same time, you have to understand that what one woman won't do, another woman will.
Right. It has to be a compromise.
Like
you said, find a balance. Like, even if we got to schedule those days that we get it down and get it in like that, do everything you can and everything you want and everything he can and everything he won't. You know, go the extra mile for each other.
Let me say this and then I'm done. You got any, if you got more questions, the question you was coming was riveting. I loved it. But I want to say this about planning. Let me ask you this. When the last time you been on a trip or a vacation or something?
Oh, man. Vacation.
Well, hold on. Let me say it this way. When the last time you been on a vacation or a trip that you planned?
No. Oh, no. Forever and a day.
What you know? Just tell me.
It's probably been over 15 years.
Okay, well, tell me about that last one.
I was a kid, and I probably didn't even plan it. Well, no, I can't say that. Let me go back.
Well, you're not playing, but you knew it was
happening.
It was going to happen like days before.
Let's say about 8, 6, 7 years.
Okay, what was it?
6 years, went to the beach down at, what was it, in South Carolina. It's a Charleston.
Okay.
Went down to Charleston Beach and stayed down there for about 4 days.
How long did you know before you went to the beach? About
a couple of months because we had to pay, prepay and all of that stuff.
All right. So let me ask you this. As the time got closer to the beach, how excited did you get?
I was excited because it had been so long since I had been. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, y'all don't know what I'm doing right now. Keep going.
It had been so long since I had been to the beach. I was like, yeah, I can't wait. Get out here, put my feet in the sand. You know, I was ready to show off a little. Yeah, for real, get some relaxation. Look at the sun. I mean, it's been so long since I've been, and I was long overdue.
Let me do this right here. Let me do this.
Long overdue.
Message.
That's it.
All right, guys. This is what I just did.
Yeah.
And see, if y'all take it out of the sex, because a lot of people say sex should be spontaneous, it should be happening, it should be thrilling and stuff. Okay, got it. I understand. You're not young no more.
Right.
You're not young no more. It will happen like that every once in a blue moon. It ain't gonna happen like that every encounter.
No, all the time.
So this what happened. It doesn't matter what it is. When you plan for something, when your body plan for something, you get excited and you get happy about it, because your body, it does something in your body to where it start triggering things that, oh, it's about to happen. It's about to happen. So if you plan for sex, let's just say you plan for sex next Thursday and it's Wednesday now, that means you got 8 days until it. Your body is preparing 8 days in advance for next Thursday. It's planning, and each day you're gonna get more excited because when you plan it, your mind, even though you're not doing it, your mind is on it. Your mind is on it every day. And then when Tuesday get there, oh my God, I got one. When Wednesday get there, and it's just like you so excited. And I promise you, there will barely be nothing, unless something so catastrophic, there will barely be nothing to stop you from that.
From happening. Yes. I like how you just did that, played that right. Yeah. Build it up.
And that's what I'm saying. So a lot of you young people are like, no, I don't like planning. No, it's the opposite. Planning in a lot of cases is so much better than it just happening. Imagine it just happening. Yeah. There's a trip. Imagine somebody just call you, hey, can you take me to the store? Or can you take me 3 hours up the road? You're probably going to get in your car and you're probably going to forget something at the house that you really needed because it was so spontaneous. Yeah, and now you're mad and upset.
Wow, that makes so much sense.
So that's what I want. I can do a whole other video. But if you if your relationship is breaking up because of not set or not having sex, you need to start planning. And planning is
Like it's so important. It's detrimental. Planning is so important. I love the way that you just flip that all the way around using that analogy like that, because I could kind of feel the build up, getting excited, you know, just like sitting here imagining myself thinking about what I'm looking forward to.
Exactly. You that's all saying? What it is.
Yeah, that was great.
And that's what I'm saying. Like take your mind out of it. Take your mind out of just sex. Because when you just say, all right, plan for sex, it doesn't sound good to somebody who just have it whenever they want to.
Right.
It don't sound good to you because let's get real. You're not working. You don't have no kids. You don't have no responsibility. You sit at home binge watching Judge Mathis for some reason.
Got too much free time on your hand.
And so you can have it at any old time.
Yeah,
but you become a grown man, a grown woman.
Real responsibilities. With responsibilities. Real life. Yeah.
That is probably going to get checked out.
It changes,
and so now you
man.
Need to plan. Oh my God. And it's so high. And then you will even get better at it. You'll get better. You'll start. If you got kids. Oh yeah, you are asked 2 weeks in advance. Hey mom, next week can you keep the kids?
Plan. Look, get the citizen order and go. And it's like, wow.
You got women, you got time to get your nails done. You got time to get that smell good. You got time to get your hair done.
Have
your
outfits on fleek. Pack your stuff. Get your bag already packed. Already, you know what I'm saying. So when it's time to go, you just pick it up and just out the door we go.
And men, let's
hit the road.
Men, you got time to get that edge up, because women love when that haircut comes.
Fresh to death,
you got time to get that smell good, and you have time. If your women do not like it, you have time to manscape.
Oh yeah,
you got time to do that, because y'all having fun. Y'all haven't done it in a while, so make sure you good down there. Let's just say that. I'm just saying, it's gonna be a lot of crazy stuff.
That is awesome. I love that.
We got off topic, but good topic.
But good. It's all connected.
I got you.
It's all connected, you know.
Any other questions? What you got to say?
No, I'm good on that. I asked all my little questions and stuff, but I mean, I'm hearing everything loud and clear. I should have been taking notes.
Oh, you know what? We forgot one major question.
What?
And
what's
this
that?
Is for you, because we said, why is the man? Why would the man be more emotional? I want to know from why would a woman be more emotional?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you got that.
That is true. That
we
is
forgot
true.
Forgot about that. We about left y'all hanging. We
I
saw
lined in. Because it was so we, it got so good.
It got so good.
It did, you know, but I feel like if a woman is end up hurt, you know, which we can say we're the ones that get hurt more in a relationship when a man cheats, because we do always think with our feelings, and immediately it's gonna draw up all kind of insecurities about ourselves. So now we're doubting ourselves, like, what's wrong with me? What didn't I do right? Why her? What is she doing? We immediately start comparing ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, because we are so emotionally involved in you, we don't understand how you could be with somebody else in the same way. It's kind of almost like what you said with the visuals, you know, but
do y'all have them visuals all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak for myself. I mean, we are together. Our relationship good. We both doing everything we need to for each other. It ain't nothing going wrong, not going bad. Like, and you cheat?
Yeah.
And I find out about it, I'm going to be wondering. It's going to be like, I'm constantly be seeing you and her, you know, You telling her how sexy she is.
And it's always a happy thought.
Yeah.
With them too. It's always happy.
It's like, man, come on. It's horrible to replay that stuff. And I think we replay it in our minds over and over again more, because we're so vexed on it. Mm-hmm. Like, we will over invest ourselves in thinking about, you know, what you did with her and how you doing it with me and what you saying to her. Is you making her feel like the most special? We are over invest ourselves in the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? And it'll really wear us through, because we're insecure. We're already probably somewhat insecure in a sense, but not so much of what you do, but because of where we are with ourselves. And so that just magnitudes everything.
Ask you a question. A man cheat. If he gives you a pass to go out and get you one good one, would that make it right?
No. No.
Okay. Why not?
And especially if I'm in love with you and I love you, like, you're all I want. I don't want to go out here and get no other dang lane. It's not tit for tat. I just want to understand why you cheated on me. Why, you know, and I mean, what did I do? I just want to understand why, basically. And I probably never will be able to understand why. But if I'm so in love with you and this is where we are, I'm not going to want to go out here and get my rocks off of somebody else. I just want that. That's all I want.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I just want you. I don't want to go out here and get it from nobody else. And I don't want nobody else getting what you giving to me.
So if your man does that and that's all you want and you stay with him, can you really stay with him and forgive and forget? Can you really do that?
It's the forgetting part is what's hard on a woman's side. It's the forgiving is not so much hard. I can forgive you and we can move forward. And I'm gonna have your back and believe in you just as much as I did before. But the forgetting part is what's hard. Like, just forgetting the like I was saying, the visuals and stuff like that. That'd be the hard part to let go of. Mm-hmm. You know, but the forgiveness comes. But it's moving forward might be a challenge. But yeah, I'm gonna move forward with you.
This is my thing with that, is that, and this is on either side, if you're going to forgive the person, forgive them, do not stay in a relationship and you said you forgave them
and you're still throwing it up.
You're not the same because you had a choice to either leave or stay.
You do.
You have a choice. And honestly, this may sound harsh, but if I was to cheat on my girl and my girl was to forgive me and stay, but now she's treating me like hell, I might be the one to be like,
Oh, you can't do that. Oh, you can't do that. You know, like, I'm saying, let me rephrase, because I like to wipe the slate clean. And I mean, because, you know, just speaking on, I've been cheated on in a relationship where it was good, everything was good, or at least I thought everything was good, and kind of found out he was cheating. Mm-hmm. And I forgave and wiped the slate clean and moved forward easily. But something or a conversation will come up that'll trigger the thought to go back. That's why you cannot keep revisiting the same conversations. And it could be something that he brings up and it's like, oh, now we're back. And it's like, not that I've been sitting there trying to think about it or trying to remember it or anything like this, but it just, that one thing you just said will bring it back.
Yeah. I can't speak for other people. That's why I told myself, if I ever got cheated on, that's it. Because I know who I am as a person. I could love you with all my heart.
But you got to step away.
I got to. And the only thing that would probably stop me with my feelings is if we have kids. And if I need to be there for the kids. But then I'm on the other side too. I'm not about to stay in an unhappy situation just for my kid. We're going to have to do this co-parenting thing outside, like, while you doing you and I'm doing me. But it do depends on the kids, like, and depends on the age of the kids too as well.
It's hard to get your trust back, right?
Yeah, I don't, and that's the thing. It ain't even about trust. I probably could get the trust back. Them visions would never leave me because I know me. Yeah, that's for me. That's what it is. Them visuals.
It's almost like haunting.
Did you see
what? Like it's haunting you.
Yeah. Did you see the movie The Best Man?
Yeah.
That's exactly how that is.
Yeah.
My man was mad. He was up there.
That's a great illustration.
He was up there crying, giving his vows, and she probably her smile was that, oh, he's so in love with me. But while he was giving his vows,
he was
thinking about her and her and his
best friend.
Really, that's exactly what happens.
That's really how it is. And if you can't live with that, your best bet is to walk away.
And that's why I would leave walk away.
Yeah.
I would walk away. Now, say this and then I'll be done. If I'm a cheater, but then my girl cheat, then come on, bro. I gotta understand, like, I can't be too mad at her. As a man, I will be mad
but
at her.
I was about to say, no. But they'll still be mad.
Yeah,
though.
I will be mad.
Still be mad, though, knowing and then, that he got this going on.
And I will use the thing that, oh, it's different when a man cheat and a woman cheat. I will use that.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, I can't sit here and hold her to that high of a standard when I'm out here doing the exact same thing. I can't do that.
That's true.
But if I'm not cheating, I'm the best guy, and then I find out you cheat, I am out. I am out. And that's how I'm going to leave it, because because I am not a violent guy. I'm not a violent guy, but if I find that out, I'm going to have to distance myself.
Yeah, we got to go.
So, I got to go. And that's that, man. Okay. That was a good one.
Conversation.
That was a good one. Let me give y'all some handcuffs. Yes. We had a good conversation.
Yes.
Had a very good one.
I enjoyed this. I enjoyed you, CT.
I enjoyed you, too. It was pretty good. I'm glad you're back. Glad you're back here. We got another one. Don't know what we're talking about yet. Oh, actually, we do. We're just not going to let y'all know.
It's right a now. Secret. It's secret.
And it might be secrets.
Should it be secrets?
Should it? Might be Victoria's Secret. I don't know.
Okay.
Might be my secret.
I like her secrets.
Like her secrets?
Yeah, I like her secrets.
Well, I do, too, sometimes, too. Woo! <Yeah. laughs> Sometimes, you know, sometimes forget about the lingerie. Women, I'm going to tell you, learn your man. Let me just turn it down a little bit. Learn your man. Sometimes he may not want the lingerie. Sometimes he might just want you to come to the room in his big t-shirt. Sometimes. Understand that.
Yeah.
Learn your man.
Learn him. That's it. And like we thank y'all, man. Come back. Be back with us again next week for the next episode. Tune in and find out what it's going to be. If you got any questions, comments, anything like that, send it to Let the conversation begin at gmail.com. And as we always say at the end of each show.
Hold up. I am CT, and this is my homegirl,
Mickey C.
And now, like what we say at the end of this show.
Yes, you stick with us.
We stick with you.
Cool.
Take care, guys. Later. Woo. 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 Hey.